GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. We've got a lot to unpack today, from Wall Street's latest foray into crypto chaos, to BlackRock's legal jujitsu on stablecoin yields, and a rather unsettling revelation about Tether's control over your coins. So grab your metaphorical hard hat and let's dig in. First up, CME Group is bringing the chaos of Bitcoin's notorious price swings under the spotlight with their new Bitcoin volatility futures set to launch on June 1st, 2026, pending the usual regulatory nod from the CFTC. In plain English, this new BVI contract lets traders place bets not on Bitcoin's direction, but on the ferocity of its swings. It's like trading a VIX index for crypto, because why only bet on whether the rocket launches up or crashes down when you can also wager on the amount of turbulence en route? While this might sound like just another Wall Street gimmick to milk more dollars out of the wild crypto herd, it does represent a significant leap in how traditional finance is willing to interact with digital assets. For developers and builders, this means more complex financial instruments to model and manage, perhaps widening the chasm between technical understanding and financial wizardry. Next, let's talk about BlackRock, which seems to have found a way to legally bring stablecoin yields back from the dead despite Congress's best efforts to bury them with the Clarity Act. BlackRock filed with the SEC to create two tokenized money market funds on Ethereum, designed for stablecoin aficionados. These funds aim to nestle comfortably within the DeFi landscape, earn yield from U.S. Treasuries, and distribute it on-chain using ERC-20 tokens. This move feels like a big catch-me-if-you-can to the regulators who said stablecoins couldn't pay yields. While technically compliant, BlackRock's route will likely stir up regulatory dust and set the stage for future legal wranglings. Builders in the DeFi space should watch closely, as this could spearhead a new wave of institutional-grade DeFi products, but also more scrutiny. Finally, we have some news that should make any USDT holder double-check their wallet balances. Tether, in the 30 days leading up to May 7th, 2026, managed to freeze $515 million worth of USDT across 371 wallet addresses, without so much as a courtroom sneeze. That's over 40% of what they froze in the entirety of 2025, all thanks to a centralized administrative key, essentially a kill switch embedded within their smart contract. This revelation is a stark reminder of the precarious balance between decentralization and control. For crypto purists, this might feel like a betrayal, but it's also a wake-up call about the inherent trade-offs when convenience and compliance meet the ideals of decentralization. Builders and developers, pay heed. The future of crypto won't just be built on immutable ledgers and smart contracts, but also on how we negotiate these gray areas of control. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the crypto landscape is as dynamic and paradoxical as ever. Wall Street's appetite for volatility, BlackRock's deft maneuvering through regulatory labyrinths, and Tether's covert control all underscore the complexities and opportunities in crypto. For job seekers and builders, understanding these nuances is crucial, as they not only redefine the financial architecture, but also the terrain upon which the next generation of Web3 applications will be built. Stay sharp and keep building. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.